Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Ayin Dalad. Ayin Dalad, Erev Chanukah, three lines from the bottom. Ne'eman. Ne'eman, we're going to start with Ayin Gimel on the base. Says the Gemara. So this daf, as we know, yesterday we spoken about different Ne'emanas that people have, that parents have, that different people are believed at different times. Yesterday we had a Sufi, Chaya, Pateras Chavar Seho. Those are the three that were spoken about on Gimel on the base. And now we have three lines to the bottom. Ne'eman Baal Mekach, Lomer, Laze Macharti, Ulazein Macharti. Someone who sold an item is believed to say who he sold it to. I sold it to the two people are fighting that it was sold to each of them. So each of them are believed to say, you know, I sold it to, the Baal Mekach, the seller, is believed to say who he sold it to. Because we assume that's what he remembers. When do we say that he still believed? Bisman shemecho biyado. As long as the mekach is still in his hands, meaning he might have been given the money already, but he didn't give the item. So while he sells the item, he still focuses on who he is selling it to. But if his mekach is not in his hand anymore, then he is not ne'eman. So there's a major machlokas here. What is the reason that he is believed when mekach biyado? Machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says the reason that he is believed is until he gives it, he focuses on who he has to give it to, if he already has the money, because if he doesn't give it to the right person, or his chozer bo, then, as we're going to learn in Maseches BaMetziah, he's in a Misha Para situation. Meaning, Chachamim say, if somebody in the middle of a transaction, in certain situations, retracts from the transaction, then we give them a curse. The one who repaid from the Dara Mabalon, the Dara Flaga, should repay from this man who was not Omi B'diburo, was not obedient in his words. That's what Rashi says here, second to last line. Because it's focused, it's incumbent upon him not to retract, and he doesn't want to retract from the guy who gave him the money who he's really selling it to, because it would be in a mishapara, and therefore he focuses on who he really sold it to. That is Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam here in this big Tosus, for various reasons, argues on Rashi, and therefore he says about the 10th skinny line, L'chayt pirish Rabbeinu Tam, bizman shemecho biyado, v'oz hu ne'eman mitam migu. Why, if mecho biyado was in his hand? No, because he has a migu. D'matzi amar lo macharti. Because these two people are fighting that they sold it, but he's a mukhzak. He's holding something. He could just say, what are you talking about? It's my item. It's my item, it's mine. So what are you talking about? Oh, chazarti, v'kanitiv. Or, you know, I sold it to you, but then I bought it back. He has cheskas, chaver alav araya. So if he has mukhzak, so that is his migu. Aval ein mecho biyado, ein onema, does lo shayach migu. But if he doesn't have it in his hand anymore, then he doesn't have a migu, and that's Rashi also. If it's not in his hand anymore, so then he's no longer in a mishapara, and therefore, he doesn't have the special ne'emanus. Why didn't Rashi say like Rabbeinu Tam? Right, migu sounds like a very strong claim. So why does he say migu? So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that maybe it's because migu is usually what does migu work? Believe me, with Taina A, what I said, because I could have said Taina B, and I specifically didn't say Taina B, and therefore believe me with Taina A. So the Ilumi Meitzit has a question. You know, what somebody learns self as migu that he could just take advantage of the whole thing. Okay, we're not choshish for that. But either way, so that's how usually a migu works. Believe me, because I must be telling you the truth. That's one of the tzadim of understanding migu. But either way, says the Pnei Yeshua, here's an issue of what he could have said. Well, there's a chash that he forgot. He forgot who he sold it to. So if the issue is that he might have forgotten, there's not a question of he could have done this, he could have done that. We're choshish that he doesn't remember. Doesn't remember, so you can't give him the power of migu. So that's what Rashi says, the issue is havel lemeitak. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Let's push it back down. That's why the Pnei Yeshua says we can't apply migu here. The Netziv says here in the Merome Sada another pshat, and that is migu only applies by parties involved. It doesn't apply by edim. It doesn't apply to two edim. So that's what where's my Merome Sada? Put it down somewhere. Here it is. That's what the Netziv suggests. Again, you have to work out various Gemaras, including one Gemara we had earlier at the beginning of the second parak, which seems that it applies by Edim. He works out why that's not true. That is his sheet. That Migu only applies when it applies to the parties. That's what that's what he says. It only applies to the parties involved. So what's the svar for that? Maybe it's svar, it's the two ways of understanding migu, as Rav Yochanan writes in a number of places. Is it because, you know, they must be telling the truth? If he said, what does migu mean? He could have said another taina. If he didn't, he must be telling the truth. Or it has nothing to do with real truth, but it has to do with koach ha-taina, as it's called. We just give him the power of the other claim. So again, if it's about telling the truth, then why should it be limited to witnesses, to baal davar? If they're both telling the truth, ma'alav l'shaker. But the second, that it's more of a magical halachic concept of koach ha-taina, so then maybe you could limit it to certain people. So that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Good. Rashba just in his formulation of Rashi, he says it seems to be a din d'rabbanan. It's a din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'raisa. B'zasha mechlo biyada rami anafshi mitkar mishav shi balachs are tzorach lekala mishapara v'kivan she'ein shem elahu mehem ninon le kebetrei. And says basically we have to rely on him. We believe him as two. V'takanas chachamim hi ke'ein ne'eman hadayin u'ke'ein ne'emunasa shel chaya ve'eim. As we'll get to on today's daf. That's the Rashba formula. He thinks Rashi is a din d'rabbanan. It's a havila lameidak, but it's not real nemanis. He's only an eid echad. Okay, so says the Gemara. So the mocher is believed to say who he sold it to, as long as he's holding on to the item. Continues the Gemara. Next, he's using miman nakat. Why don't you just see whose money he's holding? Next, he's now and whose money he took. Right, we assume at this point of the Gemara that he only took money from one of them. So why don't you just see whose money he took? So again, Rashi and Tosfos each have to say what this question means. According to Rashi, this means on top, Rashi goes back on the idea that he only got money from one of them. So doesn't he know for sure who he got money from? So what that he's, according to Rashi, it means, let's say, even after he gave it, so still, he should still be believed. Why? Because he only got money from one of them. He only got money from one of them, so Lechora, whoever he got money from is the one that he sold it to. Rabbi Tam says no. According to his pshat, if he's holding it, b'yadu, he has a migu. So he asks, well, a minute, isn't it a migu b'makam edim? So what if he's still holding it? Even if he's holding it, but still, if you only got money from one of them, that's like anan sadi, that's like edim that he sold to the guy you got money from. So it's a migu b'makam edim. For migu, he could say it was his, but he got money from one of them. So either way, that's the question according to each of them, respectively. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha, you can't figure it out that way. Why? Dunaka mitravayu. He got money from both of them. He's holding two people's checks. And the Amar, chad midatoy v'chad bal karcha. One guy gave it to him, really, and one guy threw him the money. One guy said he's forced him to take the money. So really, he has money from both of them. V'lo yadiyah, and it's not known. Rashi says, ein yadu alanu. It's not known. Hey midaito v'hei b'lo midaito. Which one gave him the money? The das, and which one forced him on the money? So again, you can't tell. You can't tell in the way in terms of who gave him the money.
We're assuming that there are eight of
them
in the CSMOs.
Were they eight of them in the CSMOs, or it was clear who gave the money? Oh, right. If everyone admits, the Havamina was that if everybody admits that only one of them gave the money, and the other guy says no, he was going to sell it to me. I just didn't get them. We assume that there was no argument about that. I mean, were there Edim who gave the money? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's talking about Edim, but it seems to be that it's known somehow. It's known somehow. That's case number one about a mocher. Now we have case number two about a dayin. Ne'eman dayin lomar, lazeh zachisi, v'lazeh chiyavti. A dayin is believed to say, after the court case, who he exonerated and who he was mechayev. Right, I was mezachah this one, I was mechayev this one. V'med v'ram amurim, how many dayanim are we talking about here? We'll see. When does this apply? Only when the Ba'alei Dinim are standing in front of them. The Ba'alei Dinim are still there. So that's when the Dayan is believed to say, I was Mazaka, I was Machayev, because then he still remembers that the Ba'alei Dinim are still there. Aval ein Ba'alei Dinim omdim lefanav. But if the Ba'alei Dinim are not still standing in front of him, the case is over, everybody left. Eino Namon. He's no longer believed, because we assume, you know, he doesn't remember every case in his life. So, you know, we don't believe him. So, is this Gemara saying that once the courts, the parties leave, that two Dayanim aren't going to be believed? Two Dayanim aren't going to believe to say what happened? So this is a discussion in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Chav Gimel, Sif Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, sounds like the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as they're still there. And then he quotes the Gemara that we're about to have. V'kolzeh dafka b'dayin echad, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ne'eman adayin lo, it's all by one dayin. Avob shnayim ne'emanim lo'olam. Two dayin, I believe forever. V'afilu im yesh sham beiz edim shemachishim osav. Even if there are two witnesses that contradict, the dayanim win out. Usually we have edus mucheshesh, treu trei. So either we throw them both out or it's a stalemate. Says the Shulchan Aruch here, as we'll see where he gets this from in a minute, that two dayanim would beat out even two edim. The Shach quotes some earlier achronim there, Bach and others, that seem to say that no, this Gemara is talking about one or two dayanim. The Gemara says once they left, they left. Because when you give edus on something, so you're focusing on it, you know you're going to be asked about it, so then you have edus. But the dayanim go have so many court cases, let's say even later, they're not going to be believed. The Gemara is talking about only b'zman shebali dinim omdim lefanav. But if not, not, says the Shach, can't be. They're going to be worse than two witnesses. Two witnesses come to court. You always trust two witnesses. That's halacha. So two dayanim are going to be worse than two witnesses. That which Rashi says that he's not going to focus on it after they leave. Right? Because by one judge, we give him extra ne'emanus when they're standing there. We time it Rami Alei Omidkar. Because he's really only one. So the fact that we believe him is a chiddush, so we say that's limited to when the parties are in front of him. Even if there's one aid with this dayan, that he believe even after they leave. That's that's what the Shach says there in Simen Chaf Gimel. Where do they get this from? We get this from the Ritva in our sugya. The Ritva in our sugya says that what are we talking about? The dayan is believed. Umayri, either b'dayan mumcha l'rabim, one dayan, inamik she'ena mumcha v'kiblu alei baledinim, avoshlosha v'hem bezdin ne'emanin hein la'olam, ke'edim da'alma. Udenehi de'ein e'ed nasa dayan, aval dayan nasa e'ed. L'ha'ed ma'shanidon l'fanav. Right, so that is an amazing lashon that we had the sugya earlier, Mem Gimel or so, about Eidin Nasa Dayan, but he said the opposite can be true. A Dayan could turn into an aid about what occurred. Then in the footnotes here, he quotes all of the shitos about, are they even better? The Torah says, according to the Dayanim, they have Nemanis even more than Eged Eidim. So that's the discussion here. But again, so the Pashtus is, like the Ritva and other Rishonim, that we're talking about one dayan. One dayan, because two dayan will be believed even after the parties leave. So they ask the Gemara, continues the Gemara, so the Bali Dayan are not there, he's not believed anymore. So where's the 1 minute? V'nechzi zuz chusa manakat. Who has the psak din of schus? You give him a receipt, you give him a recording of what occurred, a psak din. So when you see, who's holding the schus? Who's holding the psak din of schus? So lo tzricha, the kari is a chusayud. Okay, got ripped up somehow, got lost. Nobody knows where it is. You don't keep all of your receipts. V'nedar v'nedayninu. So judge him again. You have another way to do it. So in the case of the sale, you can't sell something again. It was already sold. But here, just judge him again. And what's the assumption? That if you judge it again, so then, you know, emes la'amita will prevail, and you'll come to the same sock. You might think differently. That every post doesn't give the same sock. So it's right after the case occurred, and or shortly after, and this, all the people think the same way. So judge him again. Bishuda Dadaini. You're right. Other times where evidence is clear, so then you'll be able to judge him again. But the case here, you know what we're talking about? Shuda Dadaini. What does Shuda Dadaini mean? It means where Dayanim have a little more flexibility in terms of they gave their psak not based on evidence totally, but they gave the psak based on what they thought was the answer to the psak. Shuda Dadaini. So a number of places, in Xubis we discussed this, but here too, what does Shuda Dadaini exactly mean? So, Rashi here says, Shuda Dadaini means you don't have hard evidence, but it seems a certain way to the Dayan. The Dayan does basically what he thinks is right. There's circumstantial evidence. Shuda Dadaini, Rashi says, B'din she'ino toli b'tam, ela ko b'fiv shel Dayan. Right, it's totally on what the Dayan says, not totally based on hard and fast evidence. And he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis Nachasai Latuvia, Vasishne Tuvia. Right, he says, somebody says, all my Nachasai should go to Tuvia. And two Tuvias walked in. So if they're both relatives, if they're both neighbors, so if one of them's a neighbor, one of them's a relative, you can say, oh, it's him. But if they're both exactly the same, they're both neighbors, they both know this guy the same way, so who, but he do shoot the Dayani. So the Gemara Rashi explains, L'mishi yisnadev leif ha-dayin lomar, nira li shezeh ha-yaraga letzlo yoser. Whichever one the Dayan figures out is the probable one that he meant. So that's Shuda Dizaini. Tosva says, even a little more liberal, Tosva says Shuda Dizaini means whoever wants the Dayan wants to give it to. Not dafka based on evidence. Whoever wants the Dayan wants to give it to. That's the top Tosfos. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, again, it's about the 10th or 11th skinny line. Shuda Dizaini, the kol masha yirtza hadayin lasos, yase. Hefker bezin haya hefker. Whoever he decides, whoever he's in the mood to give it to, whoever needs it more. I mean, it's not Tosfos, it's amazing. What does Tosfos mean here? But either way, that is what the Gemara says, and therefore, that's why you can't judge the case again. Because who knows if you could come up with the same answer. The one who got the schus is going to be very upset. He's going to say, no, don't judge it again. Maybe that'll be a way to find out who is the real one. But that's what the Gemara says. You cannot judge it. You cannot judge it again. You might say that it's not total. When the Tosfos quotes that you give it to anyone, says the way the Rush formulates it in a tshuva, shenasnu koach ledayin lishpot v'lasos ma sheyirtze af belitam kedei losi shalom ba'olam. Shalom, Shara. V'av she'ein bazem bishum din tzedek mikol makom einam rasha'im lehistalek. If the judge can't come to an answer or something, he has to give a psak. You can't just be mistalek and say, okay, fight it out. Right? I'd rather not say kol da'olam gvar, which is another type of e-psak. Or is it a psak? That also is a discussion. V'tzvichem lidog limnoam arivas balitinim. Judges have to make sure people don't fight. So if they come up with an answer, they can't figure it out. Listen, there's no evidence. They have to say something. So that's why they can see it. So that's Rashi at Tosfos. The Rush says Tosfos doesn't go that far. And just one more makar, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, there in Subastaf Pehe, where this comes up, says this whole idea doesn't apply to Stam Dayanim. You don't apply this to any judge, which might he might border on being crooked or at least have that possibility. It says the Yavetz in Ksubas Pehe, Fili Nira, Shebe Emes, Ein Din Shel Shuda Masur Ladayin Yechidi. It's not Masur to even one proper Bezdin. Hainu, Da Amri Rabbanan, De Dai Kalishna, Shuda De Daini, Lo De Daina. Shuda De Daini is always plural. Not Daina, one judge. Elevade Dafka Le Bezdin Adar Masur, Ube Bezdin Ein Mechush Ki Agavna. When it's more than one person, you're not worried, but that is the principle of Shuda Daini, and that's why you can't judge the case again in our case. Okay, next. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Shlosha ne'emanin ala bachar. Three people are believed to say that somebody is a firstborn. Eluhein. Chaya, Aviv, ve'imo. Echaya, a woman, a midwife. Aviv, a father. Ve'imo, a mother. But they're each believed at different times. Chaya la'alter, a midwife is believed immediately while she's still in the room. Right, we had, I think, a little bit yesterday about whether she turned around or not. Chaya la'alter, chaya is believed immediately. Imo kol shiva, the mother is believed all the first 7 days. Rashi explains because the father is still out of it. Father didn't get the baby for the bris yet. So therefore, you know, as long as the mother has him the first 7 days, father's not changing diapers the first couple of days, right? So the first 7 days. Aviv la'olam. And then after that, once the father gets it, then la'olam, because it's his responsibility to always identify the son, and therefore, the father believed forever. Look, Kittatanya, as the Brisa says, Yakir Yakirenu, right? Yakir Yot Lo Lassel Pishnaim, by Bechor, La'achirim. So he darshan Yakir, he recognizes Yakirenu La'achirim. He will make him known to others. Mikan, Amr Rabbi Yudu Nemel, Adam Lomar, Ze Beni Bechor. Person is believed to say, this is my son. This all this ne'emanis, Rov Rishonim say that besides the father, the ne'emanis of the mother and the chaya is a dindrabanan. Takana drabanan. One of the Rabbanim, because that's the one that knows. It's the one that knows. The Tosfos Arash says Beferishir that it's a Din D'Araisa. Din D'Araisa, you'll learn out from Bechor. You'll learn out from Bechor. Kulu Yalfinan Lahumi the Chazina Shemina Torah La'av Lohad Albano. For the fact that the Torah believes the father to testify about the son that he's a Bechor. U Bechor Af Alpishu Karov, even though he's a relative. Right, he's going to give the money to a relative. Lafi, why? Sheragal ha'av la'hakir rebanav yoser mi'achir. Because it's normal for the father to recognize his sons more than other people. So yalfina nami minei. So you learn from there to others who it's normal for them to recognize. La'ha'am in chay la'alter v'imakol shiva. Lafi she'in ragil leida acher shehu l'sham. Because nobody else, but he seems to say it's a dindar raisa. Because yalfina, and you learn from the father's ability, the father's emanis, therefore it is good enough. The Rishonim, and then after them, the Achronim, discuss various cases where do we give Ne'emanis to somebody if usually they shouldn't have Ne'emanis in terms of regular Dine Ne'emanis, but you know what? We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice in certain cases. So do we give them Ne'emanis? So, for example, a big discussion in the postgame is the women's section. the women's section in shul. So usually, let's say somebody gets hurt in the women's section, or somebody steals something from the women's section. So there are women that know what happened. So usually women are psulas laedus. So do you trust women? Do you have to trust? Not a question of trust. Do you accept a women's testimony in a case where only women are going to know what happened? So it says, not a case of you just have, it's on the street, and only women saw. Now, that's a case that men could also see. You can't say, oh, only women saw this, but that's not a case of, it's normal and shchiach for only women to be in this area. But let's say you have a case like in Ezra's Nashim, so that's discussed by a number of folks. And the Rashba has this in a tshuva. Du, said the Rashba, normally, she'edus ha'nashim v'afilu miyu elef kulon shavos kedus achas. Their edus is like one, it doesn't matter how many. They need to do an edus, el bedvar iser bilvad. They're only trusted by iser. Ed echa nema bisurin. Hilchos nida. V'ulayim etzatzam kain, said the Rashba, I heard you say that you want to be mam in them, but mekomo shahanashim yoshvos sham, but besa knesses, but beishu mokam yuchal lanashim, ve'eno anashim nechnasim sham, b'shah shahanashim yoshvos sham, men don't go in there when the women are there. V'yanachnu lo neida dvarim, elu. So the Rashba says, I still don't accept it. Right? Ve'ein roi lismach alayim. Should it be somech alayim? Ve'yavah bishamr b'perek asar yuchsin, even though it says in the Daf Yomi for Erev Chanukah, even though it says in asar yuchsin, three are neman v'alim b'char, avivim v'chaya, and those are the ones. Why? Because they're normally believed. No, shiny hasam. De'i efshar zulasi zeh. De'ein ha'anashim miyaled as anashim. Right? Because men aren't miyaled in those days. Right? They're not, they're no minmed. Zecher l'davar, v'tikach ha-miyaledes, v'tikshar al-yado, right, a zecher for it, that the miyaledes, right, tied a knot onto his arm, but this is the miyaledes. Aval kan, efshar al-yidei ha-anashim, be'edus mecher u-matana. What does he exactly mean there? It's possible for men, be'edus mecher u-matana, you don't say it's a separate category of edus. You know, just because it's the women's section, you go by the place. Either way, the Rashba does not accept it. Other Rishonim do, and the Ramah quotes, it's okay. Ramah quotes, we do believe, quoting a Maharik, that we do believe women in the women's section. Simon Lamed Hey in Choshe Mishpat. V'chol eilu apsulim psulim afilu b'makam de lo shchicha anashim ksherin lahayid. Rashba b'tshuva. Right, that's our Rashba. May Igra did the Rashba's right. We shouldn't, we don't accept anyone, even in a place where it's not shchiyah for other people to be there. The kol zeh midina. Aval yesh omrim, de takanas kadmonim hu, to be makam she'en anashim regilin lios, kegon, beis haknesa shel nashim, o bishar davar akroi she'isha regila v'lo anashim, kegon lomar she'begadim elu lav she'isha plonis, right, to give testimony about what a certain woman wore, ve'hein shelot, ve'ein regilin anashim l'dadik bazeh, nashim ne'emanos. They are believed. Even one woman, Karov, Okata, Ne'emanim Be'inyin Hakov, Bizoyin Tam Chachan, let's say there was a fight that broke out in the women's section, right? Who's allowed to testify about it? Oshar Ketatos and Mesiros, that's what the Ramah says, the end of Simulam and Hein, Choshe Mishpat, even though Me'ikar Adin, the Rashba in the Tshuva, is right Me'ikar Adin, why should Eidus depend on where? It's the same, it's not Eidus Isha, it's not a different context, it's regular Eidus, but still, Takanas Kadmonim, to basically keep society functioning. Maybe we would allow others to be believed if normally they're the only ones that would make it believable. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So you have the three that are believed: Chaya, Aviv, and Imo.
So Imo is only believed during Shiva. After Shiva, she's not believed.
Imo is only believed during Shiva, right? And after Shiva, she is not believed to say, "This is my b'chor." Well, it sounds like by you, but you might think the mother is more attached during the first couple of years, for sure, right?
She knows what the child was.
She'll be child, but it seems to be that the din d'oraisa of Yakir is only by the man, because he is specifically he has the achrayus to be makir him in life. That's what Rashi says, right? Mikan ve'elach mutal al ha'aviv lahakiro d'chsev Yakir. Okay. Continuing, so again, so Yaki Yakiranu, a person is believed to say Zebni Bechor. Continue, Kashem Shneema Lomar Zebni Bechor, just like a person is believed to say, this is my Bechor, Kachneema Lomar Zeb Ben Gerushav Zeb Mechalutza. He's also believed to say, this is a Ben Gerushav Mechalutza, about his son. He's believed to say his son is a Chalo. Chom Omer Eno Ben Emma. Chom say, no, he's not believed to say that. Rashi says, Machlokas is only going on the last one. He's not believed to say Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. So the question is, what's the far of the Tanakama that he's believed? What about the principle? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. What's his svara? So Tosfos asks. Tosfos kashem. V'yim tomar. Minole le Rabbi Yehuda hadanem alomer zebedi ben gerusha v'chalutza. How do you know he's believed to say this is my ben gerusha v'chalutza? Meaning he married a gerusha v'chalutza. Bishlama zebedi bechor. Find bechor that you believe dinu she'enem on a love. Why mishut havi tovli at levlad? It's good for him. Shal yado aydei kein yitol pishnayim av lapos l'mayenem on. How do you make that jump? The Torah says he's believed to say this is my bechor. How can you make the jump to say that this is my chalal? How could you say that? So v'yesh lomar, d'hadanem alomar, zeh b'ni b'char, mari b'tinuk b'na banim. No. Remember, to say this is my b'char, there are five children here. So he's saying that you're taking away money from other kids. D'omar al-katan sh'b'banim sh'zeh b'char, and not only that, v'yafilu hachi ne'eman, even if he's a middle child, and you say this is my b'char, so what does that mean about the older kids? That means they're not legitimate. V'yaf agav sh'al yado sh'hu meid al-zeh b'shu b'char, machzik ha-zakadon al-mamzerim. So when the Torah says that you believe to say that this is my Bechor, it means about any of your children. So therefore, even if you're possible up older children, that's how you can even already make the jump. If the Torah says that, then you also believe to say Zeh ben Gerusha v'zeh ben Chalutza. The other question dealt with by the Rishon, and not so much here but elsewhere, is how is this guy believed to say that this is my son Chalal? Ein adam eis matzvah rasha. You can't say that you did an Avera. Ein adam eis matzvah rasha. Huge sugya. So you have to come up with a case where it's not eis matzvah rasha. Unless you say pagin and tibura. You only say you believe about the son, but not about himself. So you can say that, but other Rishon, the Tozer Rashi here says maybe he did a pishogin. He didn't know she was a grusha. He found out later, but the kid's still a halal. A grusha, maybe is, the Rishash suggests that maybe it's a case where everybody knew. If everybody knows, then it's not either Mesmas or Russia. He's already a Russia. He's Russia Vyomade. Everybody knows what he did, so therefore maybe you wouldn't apply that principle. Okay, one of the tshuva of Ramosha, and then we'll move on. Ramosha in Eben Ezer, Chelek, Dalid, Simon Chav Aleph. He has a case where there was parents who had a child for all their life. Be'echad Amar Amishim Eskadel Eslo, Vuzak Beno Biyom Abris, Adchav Zayin Shana. The guy's 27 years old now. 27 years old, from the bris all the way till now, everybody assumed that this is their child. The kfar he sealed the bas Yisrael v'yish labas. They already married off their son, and the son has a daughter now, and all of a sudden the parents get up and say, you know what? That it wasn't our son. It was really an adopted non-Jewish child, and we never put him in the mikvah. So he's not Jewish. So are they believed after 27 years to say ze b'ni goy? That was the question of Ramosha in 1967, Tavshin Chav Zayin. So Ramosha goes through our tshuva, and he says, in our Gemara, they're believed at the beginning of the life, where there's no chazaka otherwise. But here, v'kol Chav Zayin shanahu muchzaku mefursam shu beno shalom agazlam oso. V'chein kishay, when they married him off, they didn't say anything. He says, shu ben Yisrael must be shu ben Yisrael abal anachris. He says, it can't be. They say that they were just embarrassed at the bris to tell the moel, and they're embarrassed throughout their life to say anything. He says it's if there were edim, then for sure, okay, edim or edim, even if edim were quiet for 27 years. Ein kedushav klum v'lois asricham enu get aval em lo yizbar ze elo mima shamagadlam osa omrim kain. Right, you can't call them parents anymore. Shamagadlam osa omrim kain shari be'etzem ein laaminam neged chazaka gedola kazu shetolin beroin shamagadlam keben shehu ben shalahem. You can't rely on them. That he goes back and forth, but Lamaskana, that's what he says. Yakir is never to take you out of a chazaka. Yakir is you're not sure about something, and therefore you tell us. But if there's a chazaka already that this is their child, it must be that you don't believe him. That's what he said in the last paragraph. Ubadavar hu atzmo, afsh alfi pitina eina magadlo namal, nomar shu eino beno. He says, l'chumra, you know, put him in a mikveh again. Yesh lachash, he's Jewish. He's Jewish, the kid's Jewish, the kid's not a guy. But, yesh lachash l'chumra u l'gayro b'hatavas dambris v'tfila b'fnei bazin. Okay, maybe do it again. And you know what, says Moshe? If they don't want to be matav dambris, don't worry about it. Achlokas, we've shown him whether hatavas dambris is effective anyway, so forget the hatavas dambris. Tfila, sarich, but go into the mikveh, what's the downside? Me'achar shenote adash she'omer ha'magadlo emes, v'im lo yirza litpol, ein latir b'bas Yisrael. Don't let him get married again with a bas Yisrael if he doesn't go to the mikveh. But, you know, don't take him for a minion yet. Be machmir in the cases where it's not so hard to be machmir, but to really be ne'eman these parents, no, you can't do that, because this whole ne'eman, it says Rav Moshe, is only if it's not going against another chazak. Then the Gadol Hador, you know, the ask this question, so where do you look? You gotta look in Kedushat HaFayin Dalet. Okay. Abishol Hayakori Lashuki Baduki. So getting back to Abishol. We had Abishol back on the beginning of the parak of Samach Tes. Abishol called a Shtuki a Baduki. So What does that mean? So my beduki, what does beduki mean? Elema shep botkin es emo. Does beduki mean that we check his mother of Yomeres Lakasha Nevalti, Nemenes? What do you call the shtuki beduki to me? Say that if you check with his mother and the mother says, but remember, what is a shtuki? A shtuki means that you know the mother, you don't know the father. And when the kid asks Abba Abba, the mother's mashtakim. Quiet them. That's what shtuki. A sufi means no parents. So what's a shtuki? Why does he call her a beduki? If it's because you, if you would ask the mother and the mother would say, I was nevelos to a kusher, so the kid's kusher, you would believe her. So come on, Rabbi Gamliel. And the chiddush is that it's going like Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. So Tanina Chazazimna, you already know that from another Mishnah. What's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi doing? We know that from another Mishnah we had. Tzitzana, the Mishnah had, we had the beginning of Tzubis, Haisa Mu'uberis. Woman is pregnant, Yomer Mala Mati Bishaluwazu, and they go to her and say, Where's this Vlad from? Who are you, Boel? Nivellus to. Amr Lahem, Meish Ploni Vakoinu. Yeah, from a kosher guy. Kohenir just means a Miuchas guy. So do you trust her or not? So Machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Leazar, Omen Emenes, and Leonard Leazar and Emenes. Remember that was with the Sugis of Bari Vishema. She's Bari. She's a Bari, and therefore, she is believed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Lo mi pianu chayin. We don't live for off her mouth, meaning there's a chazaka that against the Bari, and therefore we don't trust her. So, and the Amr of Yehuda Meshuvah Lach Rabbi Gamliel, and Allah Rabbi Gamliel, that we believe her. So therefore, what? You're telling me, so we, meaning we trust the woman to say who she was nevelos to. So in our Mishnah, Rabbi Abishal calls a shtuki beduki to say that if you would ask her, we would trust her. So that's the same exact sheet as Rabbi Gamliel. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda Nasi just put a last line in that Mishnah Ksubis? Abishal holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Why didn't have a whole other Mishnah here? That's the question. Ask the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Chad al achshavah v'chad al achshavabita. No. If you would have only said halachas like Rabbi Gamliel, I would have thought that only she, the mother, is kosher. That her testimony is enough for her. But who says it's enough to make her daughter kosher, the baby? So that's what you need Abishol to say. It's beduki. You were trusted about the baby also. Chatzalah hashavibita. So ask the Gemara one second. Honey, chalamanda amar lo devei machshava posvibita. That's a good according to the manda amar who says Rabbi Gamliel limits it. El lamanda amar lo devei machshava machshavibita. But according to the one who says Rabbi Gamliel also goes straight across. And the second that you machshav the mother, you machshav the daughter. The Shev Shmaisa discusses what does it mean when you machshav the mother. Is that a hachra? Is that just a psak? You're not sure what her din is. Therefore, you have to give a psak. But what does that psak have to do with somebody else? Or do you say, no, you're not giving a psak, but you're saying that once you say what the mother, what happened to the mother, that's a birur. You really trust that that's the MS. So that's the MS that just automatically goes to the daughter. So it depends what type of psak it is, right? We know, we've mentioned in the past, there's two types of psakim, a birur or a hachra'a, right? When we say, most of mechavar lo varaya, you're holding something. So we say, you know, it's yours. It's yours unless proven otherwise. So let's say all of a sudden I go and grab it, and I'm a kaddish a woman with it. So is that a kiddushin at all? When you have it, is it a Mosir Chavar Lavaraya? Is that Vada yours or Safik yours? Right, so Lachora, you would say that's Vada. That's what it sounds like. But other cases is less clear. And let's say you have Tumah, Safik Tumah. That's the case given in Masech HaZidah. Safik Tumah versus a Rabbin. We say Safik Tumah in the street, so then it's Sveiko Tahar. The same exact a Safik in your backyard, Sveiko Tameh. What, because there's more of a chance in your backyard than in the street? No, it's a special thing. Learned that from Sota. So therefore, that type of Psak, Lachora, is not a Birur. Clarity, what exactly is the MS, but you know, halakha doesn't want you to have a stalemate, so you're machri in a certain way. See, here says the Shev Shmaisa, that seems to be the issue. That if you say divra machshir ba posel babita, because it's a psak din, it's a hachra, it's not a biru for the mother. But if you say that he holds it's a biru, whatever happens to the mother goes to the daughter, and they're both kosher. So we're back to the question, what is Abishol adding? So the answer is Abishol Adifa. No, there's still Abishol is more Adif, is saying more, Mid Rebbe Gamliel. He's still going to stand more than Rebbe Gamliel. Why? Dimei Hasam, if you only had that Mishnah Ksubis. Hava Amina, Hasam Durov Ksheir and Etzla. I would have thought only over there, where Rove are kosher in the world, in the area where they're coming from, and that's why Rebbe Gamliel says kosher. Aval Heicha Durov Psul and Etzla, Emalo. But where Rove Psul and Etzla, where Rove are puzzle around, you might say that she's psula tzricha. So that's the chiddush of Abishol. Amarava halacha kabishol. Passing like Abishol, that even if Rav Psula netzla, she is still ksheira. Says the Mishnah. Kol ha'asur on lavo, b'kol mutar on lavo zebazeh. Anyone who is asur to marry into the kahal is mutar though to marry each other. They can't marry into the kahal, but they can marry each other. Rabbi Yehuda oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not allowed. What is that line talking about? We're going to have four tries in the Gemara. What exactly does that line mean? So first, let's finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vada'an de Vada'an Mutter. A Vada'i Yisr lava bakal. Let's say a mamzer and a vada yisr lava bakal. Mamzer and a mamzer. It's mutter to marry each other. But vadai besveikan. Besveikan bevadon. Besveikan. Besveikan aser. But if one of them or both of them are sveikos, they're not allowed to marry each other because maybe one's a vadai and one's a safek. And therefore, and one is and one isn't, except they can't marry each other. Failing a sveikos, shtuki asufi vikusi. A shtuki and a sufi vikusi here, you don't know. It's therefore, they're not allowed to marry each other. That's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Machna just asks, Ahara Safik Bavade Vade Vesafik, isn't that the same case? Or does the Mishnah have to say both of them? So the Machna says, no, Safik Bavade means the Safik came to the Vade. Vade Vesafik says the Vade came to the Safik, and we know there are principles of whoever is moving is called the Parish Beruba Parish. So therefore, Safik Bavade, you might go by the Rove Ksherim, and therefore that might be one type of case. But if the, right, Vade came to the Safik, so then the Safik is Kavua, called Kavua Kemetzal Mechzadami. So he works out that you might have different rules and regulations, what you might say, depending on who's going to who. That's the difference between Safik and Vade and Safik. Okay, so now the Gemara says, my kol asur lova bakal. So now we have the one element of Gemara. So what does that first line of the Gemara mean? Whoever is asur, let's focus, whoever is asur to marry into the kol can still marry each other. And the Behuda says, no, they're not allowed. Can still marry each other. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh, sir." So what, we don't know what he's asking. We don't know what the case is. So number one, Ilema Mamzer v'Nisini Shtuki Basufi. If we're talking about all the cases, right? Real Isurim Lava Bakal Mamzerim Nisinim Shtuki Nasufi Satan Alei Reisha. We had that in the first Mishnah of the Parak. Mamzer v'Nisini Shtuki Basufi Mutron Lava Zabazeh. We already know that from the first Mishnah. Samach Tanas Visu, and also Rabbi Yehuda Oser Ahai. And when you review the asers in this case, so who's he asering to marry each other? Ilema avad da'an bisfekon. Is he asering a vada and a safek to marry? Habitani seifa. No, that's the second sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer omer vadan vadan mutter vadan bisfekon. Bisfekon bisfekon aser. That's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet. Mechad Rabbi Yehuda lo sfir lai. Unless Rabbi Yehuda holds something else. V'chitem. And if you want to say Rabbi Yosi omer Rabbi Yehuda oser ager b'mamzeres. And if you want to say it's talking about the ger and mamzeres machlokas that we had on Friday, ger b'mamzeres. So call us your level bakoktani. I'm sorry, I skipped the word. Midi Garamam Zeresktani. Call us your level bakoktani. It doesn't say it's about a one specific case, it's about a category. It says whoever can't marry in can marry each other. So we reject number one. Number one is out. It can't mean anybody who's the regular Yisrael level bakal. So number two, Amar Yehuda Hakikamar. This is what the Mishnah means in that first line. Kol ha'asurim lavo bikahal kahuna. Anyone who cannot marry into the kal of kahuna, my ninhu. And who is that including? Gioris plus mashal shanom yamechad. A gioris even less than a girl who converted when she was less than 3 years old. Even that girl cannot marry a kohen. Cannot marry a kohen. Udelok or shem bayachai. And it's not like the shit of shem bayachai who holds, the Rashbi holds that if it's a gioris less than 3 years old, she can marry a kohen. So the Mishnah is going against that shita. And that's what does the Mishnah mean? Anyone who cannot marry a kohen, meaning a girl who is less than 3 years old, mutarin lavo zebazeh. Mutarin lavo zebazeh, she can still marry all of the isurei kol. Mutarin lavo zebazeh. So that's the Gemara. That's, by the way, what we paskin. We paskin that in Pachos because of Shimon Shannon. I had somebody call me up last week just to get a case of a relative it's a case of an adoption case where there was an adoption where the parents took a child right after birth, a non-Jewish child, and converted her, and now she's older, and she is going out with a Kohen. Going out with a Kohen. So it's, are there any Heter? So, you know, pass like Shem Yechai. We have other Shem Yechai would be okay if it's less than 3, but we don't pass it. The Shulchan Aruch says it beferish, and Eben Ezer, Simon, I see where the O is, it's Simon Dalid, no, Vavches, sorry, Vavches, the Shulchan Aruch says beferish. V'chein diorasim shachreres afilu nizgayrim nishtachra pachos mibaskin molshanim hol ve'ena bas Yisrael harezu zona v'asur l'kohen. So is that, I mean, this tefisas kiddushin, it's chayvei lavin, but it's aser, not allowed, and I can't marry anybody you want. So says the, I have to answer to a higher authority. So says the Gemara, that's the second possibility of the Mishnah. Anyone who cannot marry in, including a girl that's less than, who converted when she was less than 3 years old. So says the Gemara, why are you mocking me like that? Why don't you say the Mishnah is talking about a case of an older Gioris, above 3 years old, and the Filur of Shem Yechai? Why are you closing off the Mishnah to one Tana? The Gemara says, no. If the Mishnah is talking about a case of only older than 3, Imkein Mitzita Tavra. It's broken from the side. What does that mean? Meaning, for the next line of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, uproots it. Elamitaima debashal shana v'yomechad. What the reason that this rule would apply is because she's 3 years old. Because she's 3 years old, she's also to marry to come to marry kalkuna, and therefore she's muta to marry everybody else. Hapchus v'bashal shana v'yomechad. Do muteres lavo b'kalkuna asur lavo zebaze. That would be the contrast. But anybody not included in this rule, the opposite applies. Meaning, if she's less than 3 years old when she converts, then she would not be able to marry the mamzerin. What do you mean? Hapchus v'bashal shana v'yomechad. L'rishu b'yachai shmuter in both. Muteres lavo b'kalkuna. Muteres a girl who converts less than 3, Rav Shimon Yochai says she can marry anybody. She can marry a Kohen and she can marry a Mamzer. So therefore, the rule would not apply. So you can't say he's talking about above 3. And also the Gemara says, the klalu, and also does the klal work? Right, that's what the klal is according to this interpretation. Anyone who cannot marry a Kohen is allowed to marry each other. So, 1 minute. Hari almana, grusha v'chalala zona. What about an almana to a kohen gadol? And a grusha, and a chalala. They can't marry. Dasrum lava b'kal kahuna. A divorced woman can't marry a kohen. Could a divorced woman marry a mamzer? No, of course not. Well, you have a mamzer b'kal Hashem. Dasrum lava zebazes. So the principle, the cloud, doesn't work. Visu hamutar aser. And what about the other way? Anyone who's mutter to marry a kohen is aser to marry a mamzer? What about a ger? Hari ger, shemutar b'kohen, it's a mutter b'mamzeris. So the whole principle doesn't work. If every case is whoever's mutter in this is usher in this, the principle doesn't work. So therefore, we reject number 2. It's not talking about an iser lavo b'kal kahuna. Now we have try number 3. El amar rav nazan bar oshi hachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Kol she kohen usher lisa es bito. Whoever a kohen is not allowed to marry their daughter, whoever a kohen is not allowed to marry their daughter, so then they are mutter lavo zebazeh. Umayniu, who's that talking about? Gershon, also Gioras, Ukur Belezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov has the shita of a ger and a Gioras' child is a ger. Still has the status of a ger. So according to him, a Kohen is not allowed to marry the child of a ger and a Gioras. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Any Kohen who a Kohen, any people who a Kohen can't marry their daughter, like a ger and a Gioras, they can marry all the Psule Kahuna. Right? So that's what the person is talking about. Mutar in love with Zebazeh. So Gemara again says, "V'klalahu, is that does that klal really work?" The kol shekohen also says, "Bitu mutar lavo zebazeh." Anyone who's the kohen cannot marry their daughter can marry all the psule kahal. What about this case? Harei chalal shenas a bas Yisrael. What about a chalal that married a regular bas Yisrael? The kohen also lisa bitu. A kohen can't marry their daughter, right? Because their daughter is a chalala and vasura nami lavo zebazeh, but they're not mutter to the psule kahuna. So again, the call doesn't work. The Gemara says, no, maybe I can save it. Lo kasha, Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda. Like Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda Shita, who he had already. What did Rabbi Dustoy say? That a kala that marries a bas Yisrael, the kid's kosher. Right? But no Yisrael or mikvatara lechalalan. So maybe it's like Rabbi Dustoy. So the Gemara says, okay, so just say it the opposite way. V'hari chalash and asa chalala. What about they're both chalalim? V'kohen, aser, lisa, bito. You have chalala and chalala, where the kohen can't marry their daughter, and yet the parents are not mutter to marry mamzerim. Right, so again, the principle doesn't work. You can't say what are you trying to say? The principle means now, whoever a kohen cannot marry their daughter, those parents are allowed to marry mamzerim and all psulei kahal. Doesn't work because a chal and a chalala, their child, a kohen can't marry, but chal and a chalala not mutter to mamzerim.
So Rabbi Tzisai doesn't makshir.
No, he only makshirs chalal and a bas Yisrael. Chal and a chalala, who's be matar them. Visu hamutter aser, and what are the other? The contrast, the foil. Anybody who would be mutter to marry the daughter would be aser. So hari ger shas abas Yisrael. What about a ger that marries a bas Yisrael? The kohen mutter li sabito, and a kohen can marry their daughter, but a mutar lo bazebazeh. But the ger can still marry mamzerim. So the other way doesn't work either. So fourth and final try. Ella amar of Nachman amar of Baravua. Hacha, you know what the issue is with the Tanakam, between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Hacha mamzer me'achosa u mamzer me'eshes ish ikabinayu. The issue is when you have this machlokas about what's the definition of a mamzer. Is mamzer only from chayvei misas bezdin, the most chamor, or even from chayvei krisus? That's the machlokas. Tanakama savar afilu mamzer me'achosa nami avi mamzer. Tanakama says even from chayvei krisus, and therefore, what does he mean? Anyone who cannot marry in, meaning any type of mamzer. Mutar and lavo zebazeh, they can marry each other. Amzambas are from Chayvi Krisus, and Amzambas are Chayvi Mises Bezdin, meaning your sister is from Chayvi Krisus, and Eishas Ish is Chayvi Mises Bezdin, they can marry each other. For Behuza Savar, no. Meishas Ish Havi Mamzer, only from Eishas Ish is a Mamzer, that's Chayvi Mises Bezdin, Meachoso Lo Havi Mamzer, that's not a Mamzer. Meachoso Lo Havi Mamzer, so that's the Machlokas. So again, the Gemara says, My Kamashla Tanina, don't we know this? We already had a Mishnah in Yavamis that told me what a Mamzer was. Ezeo Mamzer, 3 Shitas, Kol Shehu Belo Yavo, Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds anybody who has an Issa Chayvi Lavin. Chayvi Labed is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Shimon HaTimni Omer, Kol Shechayev and Alav Karis B'dei Shemayim. Shimon HaTimni says, anyone is Chayv Karis, V'halacha Kidvarav. And we pass like Shimon HaTimni. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Shechayev and Alav Mises Bezdin. Anyone who, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, it wasn't the fourth and final, it was the fourth, the fifth is going to be final. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol Shechayev and Alav Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, only Chayv Mises Bezdin. So we know it already from another Mishnah. So what do you need it here for? So Ella, the Shem Sian Balachi here, he brings examples of when you have a three-way machlokas, we generally go by the middle opinion. So we'll talk more about that at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. Ella Amarava, final, Ger Ammonium Avi Gibanayu. That's the difference. And Ger Ammonium Avi, V'hachi Kamar, Kol Hasrim Lava Bakol. That's the Tanakama. A ger from Ammon and Moab, who we're not allowed to allow in. If they convert, they can marry each other, though. So, Yahaki, my Rabbi Huda Oser. So, what's the next? Why does Rabbi Huda Oser then? He doesn't Oser. So, Yahaki Kama, you're right. It's all the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Afal Pich, Rabbi Huda Oser, Ger Mamzeres. Even though Rabbi Huda himself Oser is a Ger Mamzeres, like we had yesterday, Hani Mili, Ger de Roy Lovabakal. That's only by a Ger that's right to marry everybody else. Aval Ger Moni Moavi, De Ainui Lovabakal. Low. But a Ger that is not fit to marry in, low, we do not say that he can marry of the rest of the Kahal. So really, it's all one sheet. There's no machlokas in the Mishnah. Period. Okay, Beth Shem, we'll start tomorrow with a discussion of, is there any mitzvah that Nodeb Yehuda was asked? There's a line in a Shach where the Shach says, there are many mitzvahs that a mamzer doesn't have to do. It's a line taken out of context from the Shach. So Nodeb Yehuda was asked, which mitzvah is a mamzer pater from? Mamzer is chayav in all mitzvahs. So we'll see if there's any that a mamzer is pater from. We'll see it in Shuvah from the Nodeb Yehuda, Beth Shem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Shem, we will continue.